What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Episode number 9, we are back. This is part 2 of the live call. I'm super excited for you guys to hear. Just so you know, I will be working on the audio, making sure that it will be clear, a better quality next time so you guys could have optimal listening. And just so you know, I've been coaching this young lady for a couple months now, and she has been through leaps and bounds of different changes from communication to understanding to writing down her goals. And doing and accomplishing more and creating a better understanding of where she is going. I'm super excited for you guys to hear part 2 of this live call. The part 2 of the live call gets into relationship, a little jump and dive into relationship. So I'm excited for you guys. Listen to it. Take care. I'll see you guys at the end.
Yes, absolutely. And also, you know, love can change people, like you told me. You know, when we show them love, and more when it's somebody close to you, right. That is just helping them, you know, to be better. Because I really believe love have the power to change people. Like, we never know, you know, like, you never know the struggle they faced before. Like, what is the reason they have that pattern? So when you show them love unconditionally and support, I really see it like they can be better. They feel better. They don't have all these like, oh, I should do better. Or so I really believe, you know, like you say, this principle, it's a principle because it's like breaking the patterns and have a better life for your generations. You know, how I can improve, how I can do better, how I can don't make the same mistakes. Like, for example, if my mother or my dad or how I can have a better decision maker and have a better generation. Right. So that's very, very important. Also, on what I don't want to take too much of your time, but I want to talk to you, you know, that I'm being, I was dating, you know, that was very, like, I can tell you, very, like, in dangerous position for me. But now it's like, you know, I'm getting like to like a boyfriend relationship or something like that. Okay. And I just, you know, I want to make sure you know that it's going to be healthy for me, you know, that it's going to be healthy for my goals, that it's going to be healthy with my relationship with God.
To go out and do that with any human being, you have to have communication of the expectation of what you think that you want in a relationship. Relationships are tough because you have your expectation and then you have the other person's expectation. And then in the reality is you have to kind of try to find the middle ground in the middle, and you have to both be okay with it.
Yeah.
So creating the expectation for somebody is on you. You have to create the same expectation and exactly what you just said to me, where you just said, oh, I want this, I want that. Have you had that conversation with him yet?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have this conversation, like pros and cons, you know, how we can improve, you know, how I can be helpful, how we can have that, you know, it's like totally because I am involved, like, in, for example.
What is his response?
Well, he says, like, for example, he's willing to, you know, work on it, on, you know, and improve, have, like, you know, better results. Because sometimes I can be, like, for example, too radical with things on my ministry. And he's more like, no, like,
right.
So I think that that's very important, you know, like in the choices. Every relationship probably is not going to be like totally perfect at the beginning, but just like you say, with communication and
what I would say is, because what's going to happen is he's going to tell you, I'm not saying I don't know him and I barely know you in a sense of what you, I mean, I just know off of the expectations you're explaining to me. But what it is that people are going to say things, and people are going to say a lot of things.
Yeah.
What you want to base, what you want to base your judgment on is the action that happens after the person says something. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do this. Does it get done after you say that? Now, you want to also have that pedestal. Don't put it on a pedestal because we're not, like, no one's perfect. And
right.
People are going to fail. And you have to also, you know, calculate those things in there in the sense of knowing that people aren't going to follow through with a lot of things that say. And 90% of people, that's the reason their lives aren't really that great is because they're not following through. And they're confused about a lot of things that they're doing, and that's why they don't follow through. It's not that they don't want to follow through. It's just that they don't know how to problem solve and go and get into there to actually get it done. So they don't – it's not like everybody wants to win, right? But when it comes down to winning, there's a lot of work and there's a lot of growth that comes behind winning, right? You have to put in the work. And that's the other thing is that you have to put in the work, and the other person has to be on the same page of – hey, you know, look, and I know somebody who just went through this recently. Like, they have a fundamental issue with their significant other that they knew that they couldn't – the other person, they were together with them for a while. If they can't follow through with what they say they are and what they do and that their actions don't dictate it, so that's a make it or break it for some people, you know. Like, if I'm telling you I'm going to be doing these things and then you don't see it happening and, you know, we're working at it and, you know, like, there's a lot of fundamental pieces that build somebody's character that you might not like, you know, and you either have to be willing to work on it with the other person, you know, or stick with it and they're going to stay the same and you're going to have to be with that for a long time because obviously, you know, you're going to want to get married and all those things. And be with that person forever, you're going to have to be okay with that person not falling.
Oh.
Accept it because that's what's going to happen, right? I mean, you know.
Right. So. Yes, but I really agree. You know, like, for example, I have, like, some standards and values. They are not going to be breaking, like, you know, in a relationship like that. Like, standards and values are very important. If they follow that standards and that values, it's because they really care about it. But if they don't, if he broke, like, any standards of my values, it's like give people changes. But I told you because, you know, I really believe that people that are close is the people that most influence, you know, to each other. So... it's very, very important, you know, to have communication, but also make sure that it's not going to be a blind spot either for my life. For example, if I want to be successful, like, for example, in my ministry and my career, or and also in my family and my relationship, I want to be able to. You know, to help him, or like to help, but I don't know if I am totally, it's like I'm in ministry and it's a little bit.
What I could say to this when dealing with other people is that there's going to be a challenge. And the challenge you have to understand is we as humans can't change anybody. Let me say that again. We cannot change anybody. The only person who could change somebody is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, because when we could get into the changing the, I'm going to help, like, you can't change anybody. You could set up what the expectation is and they could change on their own, but change comes with time. Change,
right?
Any change comes with time. Change doesn't happen overnight. Change doesn't happen as fast as we expect, especially if you've been lame for your whole life and you haven't been doing a lot of things. It's like expecting water from a rock.
Right.
You know, like water is water, but a rock is a rock.
Right.
The person right. hasn't been putting in the work. They don't know to have the understanding. They don't have that. So expecting that from a rock, it's going to take some time. Right?
No. Yeah. Right.
So understand that going into anything that you do, whether it's business, whether it's a relationship, you know, is the person showing up, like, and doing the things that they're saying? So I'm gonna end the call. I'm gonna end the call here because I have another call that I have to do. So, you know, I appreciate your time. I just appreciate the call, and I look forward to you putting in the work, because that's what it really is, man. It's literally putting in the work, every single day, towards the things that make us happy, towards the things that you want. You know, changing every single day. In a sense of, you know, today I made a mindset change. It could be a small, and it has to be something small. We can't say, oh, today's the change of my bank account being $1 million. No, today's the change of the small changes in order to get the big change, right? We want the big change, but in order to get the big change, we gotta master the small changes, and then the big changes come because we've mastered the small in order to get to the big.
Episode number 9, welcome back. Hopefully you guys found value from that call. Don't forget, if you want to schedule that breakthrough call with me, go to my website, philsmoke.com. It's only going to be open for a limited time, so take action so you guys can help yourself create a new perspective, and I can get on that phone with you and help guide you where you need to go. I'm super excited for you guys. Don't forget, if you want to follow me on Instagram or Facebook, it's at Phil Smoak, PhilSmoak. And I will catch you guys next time. Let's go.